She's sick.
Yeah, yeah. Real nigga roll call. Storm. Real nigga roll call. Havoc. Real nigga roll call. RJ Payne. Real nigga roll call. Fizzy. Real nigga roll call. Meth. And you bitch niggas, don't say nothing. I'm talking to you, Scientific. I don't clout chase, I outrace, so put some respect on it. Like I pulled up at the break on it. Son, is you finished or is you done? With the fat lady son, Kobe scoring 81. My life is a highlight reel. Hang up a poster of me dunking on your favorite rapper. Slam poetry, ram ovaries. I rap drinking out of Primat, nigga. I'm just trying to top Jodeci. That's 36 bottles combined. Pull out your C1 like Gene to disconnect your spine from your mind. Pull out a German 9 and Extreme 9. Brains blown. These niggas a foreign language faster than Rosetta Stone, homes. I like my girls dark, Lupita Nyong'o. Black as the Congo, ass round like my fungo. Got third world problems, it's a concrete jungle. Like how many bitches can I keep fucking all bumble? And why your weed Reggie if the seeds came from Humboldt? I knew Daniel was slush, y'all was falling for the gumbo. Pop that nigga like a willy nigga. Who the silly nigga? Make a milli with my Philly nigga. Really drill these niggas bars.
Hey, let me get it started like Andale. Son of a gun, feel like Marvin Gaye on the Father's Day. Won't bite my tongue and these raps blacker than marmalade. A two-piece with a biscuit, but this is different than mama made. Your boy gifted, in fact, I'm probably your mama age. Put pen to page, I done pulled the pin out of my grenade. And my brigade, they all pledge allegiance to Johnny Blaze. And my son's parent, the heir apparent like Ronnie James. See, I ain't playing nobody games. I tell these rappers pull up like they ain't been body trained. I do my dirt without throwing dirt on somebody name. Y'all dragging balls, I could care at all what somebody say. I'm unbothered, hate to block them and unfollow. This just a part of when instigators become starters. And I'm your karma, don't see it coming, I come harder. She know I'm cocky, I mean Bukkake, now come swap.
Never be slipping, I'm heavily spitting. You looking at a fucking alien, genetically different. Few beers short of a six pack, they said I'd be tripping. Medically sick and niggas figured I'd be dead or in prison. Pain! Get a load of me, give them poetry. Bitch, I've been getting busy since Diddy was still with Jodeci. Niggas ain't noted by this and they still promoted me. Been dope since niggas was getting bitches still on the rotary. Ah, stupid clever, two Berettas, Mr. fucking Hooven's Who Guerrera for the new era. Ain't nobody better than Payne, that's whoever. You never seen nobody ill of the new terror. Woo! My arsenal heavy, remarkable, petty. Blow the noodles right out your fucking head, walking spaghetti. Put your crew in the news article, the barbecue ready. Cut a rat with the fucking particles, the sharpest machete. Yeah, cake baking, nigga, flip through pies. Still at it, still matic, nigga, chip tooth knives. Yeah, Big Dipper, I can whip two rods. Six figures, shoot six niggas, rip through five.
First of all, y'all motherfuckers should respect the man's verse. Yeah. Or get pistol whipped and stripped for your man's purse. Yeah. I still thug it out, bitch. I'm full blown, talking flossy shit, jumping out whips you don't own. I see a lot of rest in peace on my Instagram. Thank God I'm a different man. I grew up with gunslingers. Stop having a thug life mouth with 911 fingers. I was raised in the crack house. For sure, so you don't want me to black out. Come on, this is Brownsville violence. I leave you laying between two trees like you were sleeping on a hammock. I'll eat a bowl of water with a fork before I ever give a fuck. I ain't never give a fuck. This is roll call, Raz, Havoc, Meth, Fame, Pain, this way. What the fuck y'all thought?
I'ma tell you this, right? Sit back, nurse your drink while we're talking, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's get ready to rumble!
Before I became a teen,
like a lot of these rappers, you know, that shit is a persona.
I got a personal issue with Chris Rock with his little cannoli. Because what I'm saying isn't true. How do I know that he ain't such nice?
On that social media, you have to be letting people know where you are, what you're doing, what you're gonna be doing.
So that's not street etiquette.
The mic, the phone, the mic. That porn star image that you see, what? That Jimbo-like image that you see on Fox News, that's your man, Roger Ailes.
Know what I mean? I was a fiend before I became a teen.
You know, and we ain't even get to our guests right now. That, you know what I mean? What? They on some bullshit.
Oh,
I don't care what you say in the ring, but it's me, I know you. This is Tough Talk Radio with your host, Mr. President Rich Martini. Because I do talk tough and I do tough things.
Welcome, this is Tough Talk Radio, and I am your host, Rich Martini.
I'm shaking, not stirred.
And alongside Mr. Who?
Mr. Preston, the one and only.
Show me the money.
Oh, man. And today, I don't know what it is, man. It may be in the air, but we've been blessed over here in sunny San Diego, California.
Oh, bullshit.
And yo, we got one of the illest MCs out there.
Man.
He's on one of the most classic albums there is. You know what I mean? And we got the one and only Killer Priest.
Yo, let's go. Let's clap it up.
What's good? What's good? What's good?
Man.
Yeah, man. I'm up in here, man. Up in the building, man. I'm feeling good right now and just ready to get it in, man. What's good?
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Man, I was intimidated when he got out the car. I was like, yo. And then I looked down and I seen the Crocs and I was like, oh, he came out here with the Crocs. Hey, fuck me all up.
Is he the Gators or Crocs?
That's what I
do. That's how it is, though. I mean, but how's the West Coast treating you, though?
Charlie?
Yeah.
I see some nice breasts in the West.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Yeah, it's a whole different vibe, you know.
Smoke some nice sets in the West. Y'all niggas is a
whole different vibe, you know. Just whole different from the snow. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
Catch that snow vibe, but you got to catch some waves, like Biggie said.
Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women, and the weed.
Yeah. Other than the weed.
Hell yeah.
We got the waves, though. That's one more.
Yeah, right. Right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Word.
So we was talking earlier that, you know, you're in L.A. right now. You know, you're doing your own thing up there. You got a couple things that you're working on.
Yeah.
That's dope, you know. So coming down to San Diego, he said this is one of your little hidden gems, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Man. Yeah, yo. Well, very long time, man. Just like, since we started coming out of here, the whole Wu, Sons of Man, all of us coming out and just doing shows. It's like, yo, when we got here. And you know, when I first came out to the West Coast, San Diego's the first place I said, yo.
I'm going back to
San Diego. I'm going to move out here, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Over there, Pacific Beach. And,
okay, look at that. He knows.
And stuff like that. Like, man.
He be in San Diego for real.
Yeah. I got partners out there, Joseph I.
Oh, man. Joseph, yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Maze and all that?
Maze, yep. Main Flow.
Yeah. Man, damn, I haven't heard Main Flow in a long time, but he doing his thing out there and,
I'm gonna see him tonight. He'll come through.
Oh, Main Flow's coming tonight?
Coming
tonight.
Shit.
Yeah, he'll
be in Mexico, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, cause, you know, he was part of, PJ Records, you know, cause that's when, you know, I cut my first record back there with PJ with Grey Boy and Rob Diedrich.
Okay.
And Main Flow was on there.
Earth sky cadet, like it's not yet. This untitled verse for life. Got my energy to strike next. Abbreviate text, echo with the mic checks. Deliver steps through alphabets.
Yeah. So with Mitch, Mitchy Slick.
That goes too spicy when you're known for gang hits. The F.E.D.'s to be on your main dance. Click 6 in the morning, bang, the bracelet.
Oh, Mitchy Slick, shout out Mitchy, you know what I mean? Yeah, see that? So
man.
He knows, yo. Yeah. ASD, stand up. This man
Come on, man.
Knows. You know what I mean? Look, one of the legends. He's over here and repping you over here,
shout
man.
Out Mitchy Slick.
Clack, clack. What's happening, y'all? This is Mitchy Slick. You tapped in with Black League Entertainment. Yeah, that.
Oh, look, man. That's Mitchy dope. Slick. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, I'm going to be real, like San Diego gets looked over.
Yeah. Got big
especially
LA
on the
right
hip.
There.
Yeah.
Big brother
got
right
the big, you know what I mean? Like, and it's true because it's just, you know, LA is such a big market.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, you know, grabs a taste of LA and stuff, you know.
I digress.
So let's talk more about Killer Priest, man. You know,
yeah.
I remember the first time I heard you was off the Jizza.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Definitely.
Like going back and, you know, going back, you really had a big imprint on hip hop. That whole era was, you know, the 90s, early 2000s was just crazy. Going into hip hop now, you know, what motivates you in music to this day?
Oh man, fans, motivation, just getting up in the morning and, just feeling that whole vibe, man, of just, you know, it was just, hip hop by itself alone just inspired me so much. And, peers that I came up with, mm-hmm. it was different. Art, it was there. We didn't have to look for it.
Yeah.
No internet. It was just like, we had the consciousness right there. So, and that's what inspired me. And that's what, being true to self. That's what I never try to jeopardize that.
I feel that. And then now with hip hop the way it is now, you know, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of artists, and a lot of veterans say hip hop, I want to say he's dead, but is lost.
Yeah.
Somewhat focused or something like that. I don't know if that's the right words.
I don't know, man. Sometimes it evolves, it changes up little flavor. Like, I like the little blues style they're doing, but it's real different. And it's like, I say blues style because it's a lot of harmony and singing along, singing along with it. And, you know, Method Man and Busta Rhymes was the closest we had to that, just long. But everybody does it now. They just like bouncing on tracks all day. And I'm like, oh, man, yo. So some of it is like, it's cool. I like Drake and stuff. I like a couple of cats out there. I know what he said, but I am wearing Crocs right now. Yo. I was intimidated with Crocs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But now it's true though.
Well, I was going to ask who else are you feeling right now out of the new? Because there's been a lot.
What?
Pause. There's been a lot of. This nigga. There's been a lot of shit with the, you know, with our generation talking about how the younger rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who else you feeling? Man, pause, you got out there.
J. Cole. You got J. Cole.
Right.
Lyrical. Definitely J. Electronica.
Okay.
I get that. Chance.
Okay. Well,
so every time I'm accessed, I'm like, let's see who else got some stuff out there. J. Cole is crazy.
We can make the argument that J. Cole is from our era. I mean, he was young coming up.
Spit,
what I'm saying? We can make that argument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you're right there.
I wouldn't bring it up. I would say the same thing about Lil Wayne because he's from our
definitely.
Era.
Yeah,
he's from our era.
Because he got the metaphors, man. He's just putting
in. I mean, he was just like Shaheem damn near when he was in, you know, growing up in the music. You know, he was a young cat,
So that's it, man. I can't really say that I know and knock off a good five. I'm a strong four.
Five
spades. I give you my spades.
That's what's up.
You know, hey,
but here's the thing, though, and it's kind of, you know, we was talking about with Rock, real good friend of ours, Rock from Health.
But Monster.
Shout out to Rock.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Rock. And that's one of the things that kind of brought us back into this thing. You know, this resurgence of hip hop from our era.
Right.
How do you feel about that when you see, like, you know, Busta Rhymes, like, almost reinventing himself and being one of the biggest dudes out there?
What?
You see Jim Jones doing his thing. You see, you know, Method Man doing his thing. You see Red Man doing his thing online. Like, how do you feel about this resurgence of the rap from our era and it getting commercial money? You know what I'm saying?
Man, inspiring, yo.
Right.
Do the damn thing. That's what I say, man. That inspires me more. You know, I got a podcast too now. I call mine the Pod Craft.
Okay. There you go. Everybody got their little, you know, their little twist to it. That's
what's
up.
Yeah. I got my team. You know what I mean? Shout out to McKepera. And Lost Children of Babylon, Rasul Allah.
Okay.
You know, so it just inspired me to spread out. We spreading out and we still getting into it because the art is still there. That's what I feel, that the art would never be lost. It's just in translation. But I want to say, and it's there, but it definitely inspires me.
No, I feel that. You know, and one of the things that I kind of miss when Wu and you guys were coming out, you guys had a whole, like a whole language on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you spit that math, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys are doing your thing, and you really had to be up on game to understand what you guys were really getting at. You know what I mean? And I think, in some sense, that's kind of lost today, you know?
Definitely.
You know, because of the metaphors, the knowledge itself, you know, everything that Cass was spitting back then, now it's a little bit more laid back. I don't know if that's the right word, but what is it that's going to take you to another level? Are you looking for another level?
Definitely.
That you want?
I always say never peak.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just keep going. Yeah, never peak. So, what motivates me is investing into myself. And I got a studio now that I know how to work. You know what I mean? So I'm always constantly learning and working. So I could always call up RZA or Fourth and say, yo, what I have to do? I just learned something last night.
Yeah, that's
or,
dope.
Like, what I have to do, because pulling back on a backslider, punching in, is not clicking right. And they just put me on. I just remember that. So with that, I started just making music. I don't care what time it is. I don't care what time of the day. I may just get up at 4 a.m. I'm feeling the vibe. I just start writing. I put it on paper, or I'll just go straight to the microphone and just put it in. And that's the best thing that I can have is time to create. And that's what is, you know, that's what hip hop have done. Gave us that time as we go, you know, become golden in this.
This is Tough Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Please remain calm.
Yeah. Priest, Knight, her fingers form devil horns while playing heavy metal songs. Rose petals, she lay naked on. Open up the neck,
please remain calm.
Yeah. Priest, Knight. Her fingers form devil horns while playing heavy metal songs. Rose petals, she lay naked on. Open up the Necrocon. Sees people turn to Metatron. Raven on the ceiling, but the head is gone. The threshold, her flesh cold, necros. Death holds you in plain face and dress clothes. Insane bass and treble, techno. Killer army with the apes of the ghetto. Killer bees manifest. We come from the hive to attack the nest. These bees wear bulletproof vests. This is hunting land. Son and man, take your hand for less than 100 grand. Blood on our wings, blood on our hands. We come alive after dark. We party at Wood Creek Park.
Shit, we still off the meat rack. We're chilling in the whip with the seat back. Me and my Lord Knight, we be flipping the bag twice. Chase rats out of Park Hill with the mice. Park Hill like a shrimp fried rice. Bowling the dice. Staircase shit like life. Catching the heist. Yeah, 36 chambers. Slash killer army. We been wildin'. Osama bin Allen. We been valin'. Stick a nigga up for the talent. Watch the guard knock them off balance. So, watch them come down from the mountains. Pow, bang. Niggas keep doubting. Fat boy stomach. Now you can't out me. 4, 5, 6 right here. My nigga Mousy. YDP gang gang. All day, motherfucker. Orangutan slang. Yeah.
End of the game of the honorable closer. FBI cool, but I got an out shopping folder. I'm the newest president with the bacon soda. Meditating on his money, but you're ugly and Yoda. I see nothing but Donald's evil. Nowadays, coronavirus shit the only feed you. I've been a young legend. Observing the streets. Nuclear weapon, microphone. Explosion is deep. I've been fucking too hot like a Rick Ross sneak. I love fat girls and a pussy stink. Stop staring at me, bitch. Pass me a drink. I bet you I can lift Fat Joe's weight. I'm a polygamist chewing on a vegan steak. I Kobe Bryant, nigga, fucking all day. I shoot the motherfucking right out the play. Is this just a dream that I need to control? There's a small dilemma that I got to expose. I never marry a chick that I'm about to propose. I fuck her all day, cocaine in the nose.
Fucking money. I want my goddamn money. In 24 hours, you better have my money. I got bills and shit. I need medicine. Roof over my head, kind medicine. I need it. I want it. In 99, I caught a case for a ride. Rape charge. Could a Klansman space slash the stoke with the race card. Lyrically intergalactic. When I arrange the properly way between my words. Space bar. Don't make me show you pictures of your daughter's grade school location. Teenager goes to Queen Vocational. You, Wall Street occupation. Me, I will occupy Wall Street like the protest just to discuss interest rates and inflation. Not stocks and bonds, but contusions and knots, fractures and blood coagulation. My medication is Mexico, but I'ma get it out of Canada or Mexico. I need cash in hand with extra dough for my Albuterol and my Lexapro. Give me my money, give me my motherfucking money. I want my goddamn money. In 24 hours, you better have my money. I got bills and shit. I need medicine. Roof over my head, kind medicine. I need it. I want it. Now they gon' make me drop a name.
Say what?
Totally inflict pain.
Say
on
what?
Them. I'ma get insane on them. They saying I'm sick, so I'm a sick.
You got 24
pain.
Hours to pay me my bread. Are you the only? Cause when I see you, you gon' get your head busted. I don't care if they rob Peter just to pay Paul. Peter gon' fuck around and get his ass Peter Rose. Scratch a match
threw that bird into his face. He had my money plus interest. I said, give me my motherfucking money. I want my goddamn money. In 24 hours, you better have my money. I got bills and shit. I need medicine. Roof over my head. Con Edison.
This is Tough Talk Radio, where the streets are talking and everybody is talking. So put your earmuffs on, because this is Tough Talk Radio with your host, Mr. Preston and Rich Martini.
Because I do talk tough and I do tough things.
So going into music, man, you know, and got your new projects coming out. You got your new album. What are some of the things that you want to do with your music now? Like, is there something that you feel like you haven't done in music?
Oh, that's just up in the air, man. It's like, I just happy working. I've worked with everybody, mostly people that I want to work with. Sade.
Sade?
I would love to do that's something. Dope. Yeah, I would
oh,
love
for
to
real?
Do. Yeah, I would love
oh,
to
man.
Do
that's, dope.
That's dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sade. I have an album coming out with Fourth Disciple.
Okay,
so
gotta be
we
dope.
Haven't seen that in a long time, and it's actually done, and it's called Celestial Grammar.
Oh,
so
shit.
That'll be out soon. We just, you know, and the same guy, John Newsom, is doing an album cover.
Okay. That's wow.
Okay.
About.
Yeah. So that's going to be a gift to hip-hop for me and him to get back together after
that'll
all these years.
Hell yeah.
And he's responsible for Bible. So we call ourselves the Bible Brothers, you know?
Oh, that's dope.
Basic
that's
instruction,
dope.
You know what I mean? So.
Are you on the independent part of it now?
I'm all strictly independent.
So all strictly yeah. independent? And
I have
how,
my own label. It's called Proverb Records.
I like that. Proverb Records?
Yeah, dope. Yeah.
So how do you feel the differences now from being signed to a bigger label to being now independent?
No comparison, man. I mean, the market, because everything is social media now. So it's like, man, you get to be hands-on and you don't have nobody controlling your stuff and you know where it's going. And then you could, I mean, shout out to all the drill rappers because they did it themselves.
Right.
Yeah. And that's we didn't have that.
Right.
So now it's like, when I got into it, it's like, oh man, this is too easy, man. This is too easy because I like to make music. And
yeah.
I like to make, shout out to my crew. I have a crew coming out called Royal Priesthood.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I got some dope MCs. This one dude, Kai Zodiac, is incredible. Everybody know Lost Children of Babylon. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But, I have, some lyrical, giants that's going to come out on it.
That's dope. That's
and
dope.
And I'm saying it. It's like, these dudes is nice. You know?
So,
like I said, it's hands on.
It's hands on.
Pause.
So, what are some of the things that benefits you now? Being that, we're doing everything online. And then what are some of the things that you wish we had from back in the day that would be implemented in today's times?
Imagine a Michael Jackson internet.
Oh, God, dang.
Could you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Or
he did
Prince?
What he did. Yeah, or man. Prince.
Oh, man.
With the internet. They did everything they did without it. This is just magnifying it. So that's the feeling I get. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's
like,
crazy.
Yo, if we could just, man, just start out with all of this stuff, we'd be crazy, you know? But now we caught the back end or just the middle of it. And then now we still doing it. And it's just the love of it.
Right. Here's the thing, because a lot of people will say that, you know, hip hop is a young man's game. But I disagree, because you look at like the Rolling Stones, them dudes can tour until they had 150 fucking years old. Led Zeppelin, you know, those type of groups. Why is that? Why do you think there's this stigma with hip hop where we call hip hop old school? You know, in this type of bullshit, instead of appreciating the music for what it is.
Audience is aggressive.
Crazy. I hear that.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And, you know, it's just wild. And from the nature where it come from, you know, the hood, ghetto, whatever, it's just the way that we respect one another, because it's, that's like Ja Rule. Best one example I can explain is 50 Cent.
Hey, yo, what's up? Yeah, this is 50 Cent.
You know, all Ja Rule fans just left him.
Right.
50 Cent did the same
right.
thing
yeah, right.
that Ja Rule was doing, but they right. just left. It's like, no, we don't like you no more. That's
we
it.
Like this guy. Right.
Exactly. So I don't know, man, unless that changed, but it keeps the artist more aggressive. And I don't know, man. That's answer for that, really.
Right.
But you said it, something really good, though. That was good. Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I wish we had physical copies, like, yeah. you know, back in the days, you
yep.
know what I mean? Like, you know, everything is on the internet now and so easily accessible, which is a good thing in Ooh, some aspects.
Yeah.
But I think.
I still make records.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the veterans, and I know a lot of
now,
people
cool
are
about,
still
and let me say this, the cool thing about that, like, this dude right here, big believer in vinyl. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I be having to talk this nigga out of making vinyl when we put shit out. Like, nigga, like, who's gonna buy that shit, man? You know what I'm saying? But for real though, that's what's up. The sound is different. It's better.
Yeah, it's better.
There's nothing like vinyl, man. Nope. It just gives it that live feel, that bass behind it.
You know, it's your music. It's just something different.
But, you know, like, for me, like, I miss the physical copies. You know what I mean? Being able to, like, walk into a store as an independent, you know, like a mixtape. When we was taking mixtapes, you know, hands in full, going to these shops.
Remember those
mom and pop stores, you know what I mean? And, you know, nowadays.
And my work.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like it was, you know, like music was a drug, you know what I mean? Like you go in there, you're flipping your shit. Right. And nowadays I feel like since it's so easy to do it online, people abuse the fact that they can turn around and just put out a song without letting it digest. Really seeing if that's the proper song that you should be releasing. But cats just go, I know I got a new song, I'm gonna do a video and put it out, and they wonder why you get 9 likes. You know?
Right.
I think too though, you know, from music back in the day, you know, artists were developed. You know, there's no real emphasis on that. I think if there was a way to marriage a true A&R department with, you know, the magic of internet and stuff like that, where you're actually developing artists and then putting them in this social media bubble, that would be the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You would get great music and it would be marketed to where everybody would see it and all that other good stuff. Because right now we get a lot of trash, but everybody sees it. You know, and then we may get that one, like the Kendrick Lamar, that, you know what I'm saying, that will shine above the rest. But the market is just so saturated.
Kendrick,
you know what I'm saying? Like the market is just so saturated with bullshit. So when you get like a really great one, you know what I'm saying? Do we really appreciate them like we should? Or is it kind of mixed in with the rest of the bullshit?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a question for you because I see this a lot now.
Right.
As an MC, there's a lot of cats redoing songs over beats that are only like 10 years old. You know, they remake them and they put them out.
Right.
I mean, we would do that and we would put it on a mixtape, you know, or we would mash it up, or we would put their verse and our verse in there. Like,
just be the lead single of their album.
You know what I mean? But this would be like, you know, like you all of a sudden you got Ashanti's beat on your shit and you're like, dude, that's Ashanti's beat.
Yeah.
Do you feel that as a plus as far as the influence of that era, or do you feel as a negative?
Both ways, mixed feelings on that one. Yeah, I mean, they respect it, but I see it. No, you gotta be more creative than that, man. The show is something different. We already heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Reed going backwards and
using the old stuff.
Yeah, the show is something different. It's stagnating to the creativity. We already heard that stuff already, you know?
And to the argument, like, cause I hear this when I talk to different producers and stuff, and they're saying, well, you guys sampled stuff. Yeah. Well, it was different.
Yeah.
Like, we would sample, we made loops, beat loops, you know what I mean? Or we did this, or, you know, Premiere would chop shit up and it have to be very, you know, articulate as far as how he's chopping the beat up, you know,
Pete Rock,
you know what I mean? These cats are making these, you know, Sports Disciple, all these cats making these beats.
Chopping it.
And, you know, they're chopping it up to get that sound so they don't get sample rights, you know what I mean? And nowadays it's like, well, fuck it, you know, we just do this, we do that, and it's just
love
done.
Love
that
when
they
call me in between the sheets.
Yeah, right. Exactly, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it's just, and you know, so I feel it's different, you know, as far as that. But, you know, I always ask every artist that we have in here is, for me, we all have our fan favorite songs, right? But what is one of your favorite verses of yourself? That you were just like, I killed this shit. Like, you know what I mean? I just wrote this shit. Like, I wrote it in 5 minutes and it wrote itself. And then tell me the story behind it.
It would have to be Purified Thoughts.
Okay.
From Ghostface.
Okay.
And that was a feature with Jizza.
He used to sling in the stairwell. Fast to put the rap on the thinking cap. Ignite your hair gel. No such thing as a fair sale. He'll put the bullet out same day. Delivery airmail. And on this level with thug, we'll sell you garbage. No refund. The owner's changed from the cartridge. But the users kept coming back with their life earnings. Ready to make a deal. Soul and pipe burning. The outcome tragic. The household dramatic. Living rooms for heated spoons. Basements for addicts. Support from a bean. Hit the courts from a beam. And betrayed one who had lit the torch for his team. So he sent them gifts. Body parts for DMs. In the box that held prints. But too dark to see him.
So what happened was, I was with Jizza at the time. We was just chopping it up, and he said, "Y'all want me to do this song?" And I guess he sent it to him. We was already in his crib. He had a studio in his crib. So he didn't know I was going to be on it. So when I heard the beat, I was just like, start writing right there. So Jizza was just like, "Hear that? All right, that's fine. Yo, he don't, I don't supposed to be on it." But I went so hard on it, man. Everything was right there. And we just sent it to him. And it was my verse too. And Ghost hit me up. He's like, "Keeping that."
That's dope, man. Yeah. You know, like I said, we all have our fan favorites, and it's good to hear what the artists.
Everybody's expecting heavy mental.
That's true. That is true. That's one of mine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Thanks.
You know, see, as an artist though, it's usually the songs that, you know, or the ones that, again, that are personal to us, that, you know, are our favorites.
That's
true. And so that's how it is. It's usually the ones that people.
That's right. Yeah, man.
So, you know,
the story behind it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the story means a lot.
I'll be up here for hours if I tell y'all all that stuff.
Hey, big shout out to Jay Ronan, brother.
Yeah, shout out to Jay Ronan, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
hey, man.
What he doing?
You know, my brother Jay Ronan, you out there. You got your baby now. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations to you, man. I see you doing your thing. And
shout out to Jay Ronan, man.
And we love Big Papa so much, even though he's deceased. Every nigga in NY rock a Jesus piece. Back on the block with a pack full of rocks. I post with the heat, I'm Shaq on the block. Stay strapped on the block like suicide bombers. And you know when the hood is hard to find corners. So what's up?
Street cred going crazy. Told her you quarter panel with this Drake. I'm from Elgay, baby, can't nobody save me. Feeling like Pop riding around in the 80. Gang land shady. All my love brother now manny. They swivy out the pack, niggas janky. 40 clip wanky. You know I'm tryna spank him when I yank. Gotta make him respect the fella rank. I be in and out of state. 500,000 in the safe. And the bitch is not allowed within the safe. Play a safe though. Politically active, we get it bracket. Name associated with murder, they know. Street cred going crazy. Told her you quarter panel with this Drakey. I'm from Hellgang, baby, can't nobody save me.
Yeah.
Feeling like Pop riding around in the 80s. Gang land shady.
Yeah.
Through it's usually in Dickies that's beige. Pushing the Eleanor like I'm Nicolas Cage. And it's funny how a few bucks can get you put under a white sheet like you in the Ku Klux Klan. It's street fan for life. We ride to the death. We play hard dog. Don't cry to the refs. I don't know you. Please move to the left or stay here and get introduced to the team. Yeah, with the Oilers. Two kids on the block like when Morning and Matumbo used to play with the Hoyas. I'm a boss that you can never upstand. Get a red dot on you like a 7-Up can. Some of y'all caught feeling from way back. Others waited till I came through, short willing to Maybach. I'm still bucking like Fadu's full tray. Still tucking and letting the foes pray. I'm still ducking wherever the poles lay. And still fucking and making them hoes say, whoa! And I know Fenzine. The old school Chevy with the dope head lean. Y'all love the way I chop rocks, put it on a shit. I'll put you on a RIP team. Yeah.
Better start looking at things from my angle. I'm trying to be up on the ball with a triangle. Next to my name with a 10 or a 20. Now that's when you really can say you getting money. But right now all I do is sit back and listen to a wise young man that quickly became a rich one. Put me up on the fact it ain't hard to get some chips if I just keep writing with ambition. This then I could advance from the 5 to the 6 and house with 2 kitchens, diamonds, plenty women, built-in pool to swim in. But the plan is to start from the floor and raise it up. Then you hit them in the head till your days is up. You blazing what? Playboy, you frillin' butt. Yo, this is a monopoly. Niggas ain't stopping me. Can't lose, can't lose. Just won't settle for lesser. Who won't test us? We be in the 5 with the goose headrests. Locks put niggas under pressure. You should've knew that. It's always them new cats that'll get you. Better start looking at things from my angle. I'm trying to be up on the ball with a triangle. Next to my name with a 10 or 20. Now that's when you really can say you getting money. Yeah.
Street niggas since a young boy, knee deep in the game. Cooking up before school, school clothes reeking the cane. Always keeping it 100, you better keep it the same. Niggas are rest in peace, you for just a small piece of my chain.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
Street niggas since a young boy, knee deep in the game. Cooking up before school, school clothes reeking the cane.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
Street niggas since a young boy, knee deep in the game. Cooking up before school, school clothes reeking the cane. Always keeping it 100, you better keep it the same. Niggas are rest in peace, you for just a small piece of my change. Need to refrain from ever speaking my name. Call my shooter Method Man, one call you bringing the pain. Say they just your homeboys, but police think you a gang. The people can't wait to hit you with Rico, think it's a game. And the feds are playing pressure to the weakest link in your chain. Now listen to the weak and cheap. In an unbelievable strain. Say they shooters, believe you me, we do the same. Scoping the beam on that mop, I'm just increasing my aim. Yeah, nobody do it how we do it. Educated luxury, coke rap, street music. The impossible, you see machine do it. Made 50 off $1,000 pounds of mid, those the G units.
Tell niggas cut it out, they really got hard. Tell them cut it out, hopping out the coupe, gun butt them out. Throw them in the passenger, maybe it's the Porsche or the NSS Acura. Let me be accurate, money in the vacuum in the house made a clapperture. Fuck about your shooters, fuck me, I got a homie that'll throw you off the roof. Big K in the Ruber, he keep dog food, Uzi in the Uber. I've been outside since double fresh, slick Rick the ruler. Violate, that's a shot to your medulla, point blank. I can run the point, take my points, that's how point rank. Never mind, others plug lingo, the Ringo, Hellcat engine, I would've dubbed Nina. If this was New Jack City, I would've shot him in the face, brought the crew back with me, yeah. From the first to the 31st, we outside doing dirty work. If you got it from the mud, you was dirty.
If this rap shit over, I at least need 20 out it. So I'ma need less friends and more money, commas. Perfect life for who? That's what y'all think? That's funny how, cause I'm stressed, I guess. I just don't deal with no money problem. How to make $1 million, guess I'm the perfect example of it. Well, streets guided me this far, so how can I love it? I used to take 300 grams and cut it. A traffic strap, pistol tucked down my belt line with a handle rubbing. On my white boy shit at the Mandalay, chugging beers. Brought a chip to my town like a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Niggas say they about to drop, but got nothing I wanna hear. Your first mistake probably was thinking I fucking care. They was out to get the squad, but look at us now, it's too late. Alphabet Garage, CLS, RT, QA. Fuck the streets, you a rapper. That's how my plug used to tell it to me. Fill out when I wanted a quarter brick and he wouldn't sell it to me.
Welcome back, you're listening to Tough Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Preston, alongside my man, the CEO, Rich Martini. And we have a special guest.
Yo, what's good, man? It's Killer Priest, the Iron Sheik from the Middle East, and I'm rocking with Tough Talk Radio. And
You mentioned that, you know, you do a podcast, and I'm reading some of the information and stuff, you know, about the podcast and,
yeah.
and the things that you talk about. And Rich will tell you, you know, I'm into politics and, you know, all that type of shit, too. And I see that, you know, you talk about that, you know, astronomy, you know, Islam, Judaism, you know, things like that. You know, what kind of led you down that path to kind of get into that and give yourself a voice and put it out there?
Well,
and how important is that to you to be able to do that?
And I love it, man. It's just, well, smoking knowledge, you know. It's just
hell yeah.
Around kicking like y'all doing, man.
Yeah,
just
right.
Smoking, talking, just having a brew here and there, and just kicking it, man. And I really was into that. I was always like into metaphysical, esoteric type of life.
Okay.
And things that's out here, like what makes us and what creates us and all that. And it started with the knowledge of self, mathematics, and then know, you had Malachi Z, Alkin, and Islam and all that. It was all Bulls back. You had Rakim. And we had artists.
Right.
Like Brand Nubian. You know that right. was saying stuff like that. So I was like, oh, what's
yeah.
especially the number one, KRS-One.
Right.
Yep.
KRS-One. KRS-One is my teacher.
Shout out to KRS, oh, Matt Lyon, they coming out here.
I was getting ready to say, man, shout out to KRS-One. He another one of them dudes that's just blowing up right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. He never dies, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Cool. I love KRS-One, man. Shout out to KRS-One.
For me, like, I fell out of love with music for a little while. Because, you know, like, I lost breath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that'll definitely make you lose. It's like, look, it's like a woman, yo. That woman treats you bad. You're like, look, bro, you go. You go ahead and go.
She was a bad investment. So look, we had to divest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So music did me wrong. She done took that bag with her and ran away. And I was like, man, fuck music.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
So like I said, now getting back into music, getting back into it and seeing the love, I enjoy it. And, you know, and again, like it's an honor getting to talk and meet with individuals like yourself.
Thank you.
Shaheem, you know,
heard he was here, right? Shaheem.
Yeah. We did an interview with him, man.
Tash, you know what I mean?
Interesting
Tash
brothers.
The alcoholic,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
casual, you know what
casual
I'm saying?
Casual's a homie, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The hieroglyphics, you know, like.
He's very deep too.
Yeah.
He writes books and stuff. And
exactly.
He's like very, deep with the comedic, Egyptian knowledge.
Yeah, definitely is, you know. So, and it's dope to see that our veterans, you know, the ones that, you know, put me on knowledge, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's the biggest thing, like,
pause.
When I said knowledge itself, Ho-Woo really made me, it made me go out and look up what knowledge itself was, what mathematics, you know what I mean? What these things meant that you were saying, not knowing what road that was going to take me down.
I'm digging y'all shirts, too.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you one right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's dope to see that and see you guys still doing your thing. You know what I mean? And so, you know, with your new projects, what kind of projects are you working on now?
Man, I got some in the works. That's crazy, man. I also have this, this animator.
You
know,
okay.
That's incredible. Yeah, wow. That's doing cartoon. And I'm looking to go to Adult Swim and everything, so we've been doing a lot of work.
I seen that on your page. So is that the same? Is that the same person that's doing that?
Yes.
That's
Dave
dope.
Flores. His name is Dave Flores. He's an up-and-coming animator. He's incredible. And so we've been putting a lot of the music with cartoons and, animation.
That's
so
dope.
And then I have this whole thing. Matter of fact, let me make my announcement right here.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. They just put my my album Forest of the Happy Ever After is going into the Brooklyn Museum.
Oh hell yeah!
Hey man, clap it up for that. No, that's gold. That's big.
Hell,
that is huge, man.
What?
That is huge, man.
You said that like it was like you was trying to brag a little bit, but it was like, yo, that's some shit though, for real. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but John Newsom, he's a artist who did the artwork on that.
Okay.
And I've been working, he did some of work, Raekwon's work, and I think or Morality or something like that. One of them, he was like a falcon or whatever. But then we got together, we started working, he came to the show, and we started chopping it up, and he's like a real artist.
Okay.
I went to his museum, his art display, and it was just crazy. Like, he had so many people coming up to him, and I was like, oh wow, this guy's the real deal. So he was a fan. And we just worked something out where he did the cover. And it was all the forest and it's something I always wanted to get into because my secret fetish is animals. I love to talk about animals, watch animals and stuff like that. I'm a Animal Planet type of dude.
That's what's up.
Yeah, exactly. So we just got up and I did a whole project about animals.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
different for hip hop.
Yeah,
but that's the thing about hip hop though. It allows you to express yourself in ways that people didn't think.
Yeah.
And shoot, you'd be surprised when you put it out there. Most of the albums that do the best, you know what I'm saying, are albums that are personal albums and that type of stuff. So,
absolutely.
Man, the sky's the limit on that, man. I'm about to go, man, go get that album on animals, man, from Killer Priest. Stop playing.
Forest of the Happy Ever After.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, so, like, when you say animals, so, like, what's your favorite animal then?
Oh, man, I would say the owl.
The owl?
Yeah.
Okay, now why an owl?
Owl. Because it's mysterious. It's, you know, it comes out at night, you can't hear them. Can't hear him and you barely see him.
Yeah,
barely see him. But
they know you there.
Saw him. Yeah, they know you there. I actually seen one. I was going to say something exotic like a killer whale.
Okay.
with the owls, man. The owl family, particular one. What's the name? Owl. Just say the great horn owl.
Okay, that's one of the big old the eyebrows, horns, whatever, yeah, on the head. Yeah, exactly, that's dope. Exactly. I'd be watching. I mean, I'd be on some, you know, Animal Planet type shit, but yeah, you know, it was kind of dope about YouTube. You know, yeah, you know, the great educator that YouTube is now.
Yeah,
is you know, everybody's doing their podcasts or their stories, so yeah, you get to see a lot of different things out there on the animals, and you know, yeah, and it's funny, like I said, with I think the blessed part of these podcasts are, is we get to see another side of you. You know what I mean? That we always think, okay, he's the MC or blah 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 this, but then you know, you got the human element to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Mitchie. He was into dogs and he has his own breeding and he does his thing.
We
like had that.
We didn't even know about that. So yeah, the interview, yeah, when we did an interview with Mitchie, we talked primarily about, yeah, what he did with the pit bulls and the bullies, that type, right, of stuff. So yeah,
the Frenchies and stuff. He was like, "Look, I ain't even talking about music."
Right.
He's like, "Look, I talk about music all the time."
That's right.
You know, let me, right, talk about something else, you know, and so.
I like to take day walks and smell flowers.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
I think you're taking it at a whole new level now.
I also heard, yeah, that you like football.
I love football.
Okay, and your team won the Super Bowl. Talk about that.
We won, baby. Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever step on the ball. I'm saying it.
I agree.
Man, it was just, that was the most amazing Super Bowl that I've seen. Is because of the circumstance. They shouldn't have been in there.
Facts.
No, they shouldn't.
That was tough.
By the way, yeah, they were playing that whole season, I did not see them go in there. Nope. But I had that faith, man. Never give up. You know, it's just like, and how did they stumble? They was the most drops. What's his name? Number 11.
Oh, it's a Sneed?
I don't even know their names.
You got the three names. Yeah. Dag. I know you're talking about.
I call
about
them the Arrowheads.
Yeah. Because, man, yeah, he be dropped. But in the playoffs, man, Patrick Mahomes going to do top. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Guys is going to come through. Kelsey did his thing. It was crazy. And that defense is what won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Man.
They helped Purdy down, yo.
It definitely, yeah, you know.
You think, yeah, they're going to be able to three-peat?
Yeah, I think it's possible. It's possible, but we have to get a real wide receiver. You have to, right, get a real, just somebody else.
Right.
One more. The defense, leave it alone. And, let's get somebody that can catch.
Somebody
we got Rice,
thing.
But somebody. Right. Come on, Tyree, right, come back.
Oh, Tyree. Your boy Tua got a wet noodle, man. And yeah, I knew that. I knew he was going to go. He wasn't going to be happy. He's not going to be able to reach his full potential,
yeah,
there with Tua. Tua's not the guy, man.
Nah, he's not. Right. He's not, man. He's not. Yeah, he's, well, definitely.
It's
can't
hard,
throw
you know.
It. He can't throw it far.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, shit, all you got to do is hand it off to that man. That man's running a mile away.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, but fuck KC. You know, yeah, I'm going to say it. Fuck KC.
Okay.
You know,
he's a Raider fan. He's a Raider fan, so I get it.
Exactly. I feel you.
Hey,
I feel you.
But no, I mean, I was rooting for KC only because.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad, man. Yeah, I kind of caught quarters this year, man.
Oh,
like,
man. Nah, we all right, man. We going to be all right. I like what our coach is doing. I'll say that,
yeah,
and he makes me feel like, for the first time in a while, that Raiders have a vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, we didn't have no vision with fucking McDumbass. You know what I mean?
Hell
that
God.
Shit was just horrible.
See, I was, yeah, rooting for Kansas City because I'm a Cowboy fan, and I hate, yeah, the 49ers. Fuck
no,
them.
No doubt. Yeah.
Cowboys is.
Stop.
Cowboys gonna be in the world of hurt.
Man, stop, man. Stop.
We all love the Cowboys. We wanna see them do it, man. Hey,
yeah, you, I was a Cowboy, goodness. Man. Yeah. Me too.
Not me. I don't give a fuck about them.
You wanna see them do it. Oh, man.
This should not get rid of Dak or what?
You know what, man? You know what? Dak proved this year that he can do it. I believe Dak can get it done. I think the problem is the coach and the discipline. I mean, because this year we shot ourselves in the foot. You know what I'm saying? Penalties in the wrong time, and that's coaching.
That's what
you know. Dak, you can't even. Dak put up MVP numbers.
Right.
If Lamar didn't do what he did, Dak should have been the MVP.
Easy.
I mean, it just is what it is. So I can't blame Dak, and I've been hard on Dak. He'll tell you.
Yeah,
man, I've been very hard on Dak.
Yeah. You been hard on him,
man? No, pause. Man, okay, you know what I'm saying. But I mean, this motherfucker.
I'm just saying, you're the one that said it. I was like that. You catch me off guard with that one.
I should have called by the phone, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Cowboys all day, shit, you know?
That's my team. I've been a Cowboy fan. Like, you know, him, he was saying about Bo Jackson. Me, I was a big Tony Dorsett fan.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Love Tony Dorsett. 33. That was, and that was my the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's me 3-4 years old.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Loving Drew the Cowboys. Pearson.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a lifelong Cowboy fan. So to see them lose like this year after year, man, and one and done in the playoffs, man, it's tough, man. You being a Chiefs fan, but a Patrick Mahomes fan, I respect that.
I was thinking,
it's like, man.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, nah. But I was thinking that the Cowboys, it was going to be Cowboys and the Chiefs.
You were?
If not that, Cowboys and I thought the Cowboys gone.
Yeah.
I had it. I thought it would have been them and the Ravens.
When we got the 2 seed, I thought we had an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. But we cowboyed that shit up.
I should have bet you money.
Fuck you, man. And you know what? I would have been stupid enough to bet your ass, too.
Hey, look, the divorce would have been in after that, too.
Man, fuck you. I need some time, man. Man.
But, you know, so you a Swifty fan then?
No. There you go, man.
Oh, man, Travis. Breaking news, man. Killer Chris is a Swifty, man.
I ain't trying to say it. Look. He didn't say it in a bad way, so all you Swifty fans, don't give him no hate mail and shit.
They kill me, man. Right. We can leave them home, but Swifties, oh, man.
I just thought that was crazy, man, how people really try to make it, like, out to be some type of
set up,
and it was all, you know, the whole thing's rigged, and I keep telling people, I was like, dude, look, I can understand. Do you feel the NFL's rigged?
Yeah, I hear a lot of stuff like that, but I don't think so.
I mean, you know why? Because you played football before, and you know how hard it is. And it would be difficult for guys that put that blood, sweat, and tears to be like, get a script and be like, oh, we're going to lose this shit.
Yeah, who's orchestrated
it? It's too fucking hard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The game is too hard to be rigged.
Too many people.
Too many moving parts,
Too many moving parts, and the fact that people really be getting hurt. Like, bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And your performance, right? Your performance dictates how much money you'll make.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you're not going to be taking no L's when it directly affects your pockets.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So that's tough.
That's right.
It's tough.
That's the way I feel. I think there's too many moving parts, too many people.
Refs.
I mean, I mean,
the refs,
well,
they would have to rig it.
Yeah, right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm
they would
can.
Have to rig it.
They just call
it
calls. Right. That don't make sense.
Now, do I believe that NFL has an agenda?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that. Like, you know, I mean, that's just like anything in the world. You know, everybody got their own little agendas. But again, like, to say that it's rigged and it's scripted and all this, I was like, man, look, there's 2,000 players on a team.
Yeah.
If you look at the whole structure of the company of Raiders, you know what I mean? You got the head office, you got this, you got that, then you got the staff, then you got the coaching staff, then you got the players, you got all these people, and then you got the referees, and then you got the cameraman's gotta be in it. Like, yo, come on, man. Like, if it was rigged, at some point, a script would have been freaking leaked.
Something
would have been leaked, and it's like, come on, man, let that.
Listen, man, Antonio Brown, if there was a script, he would have leaked that shit, man. He'd have blew that shit up, man.
Him and Jones.
Or Terrell Thomas. Owens. Would have blew that shit up, man, if there was. I got a question. It's kind of off the subject a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're an intelligent brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about guys, because there's a lot of stuff, we talk about the podcast and stuff like that, guys like Dr. Umar and stuff. How do you feel about guys like that, man?
I think they're good for the culture, you know, good for the culture as long as they, you know, keep it thorough, keep it real. But, you know, we always have somebody pop up in there that was like, remember Sister Soulja?
Yeah.
Back in the days.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for the culture just to keep everything in order. Line, you know, when things get too out of hand and crazy stuff, you gotta have a voice just to be like, man, let's wake up, we're doing too much pills, doing too much of this, doing too much of that.
Yeah. You think we have enough voices like that in the culture to counterbalance all the voices that are telling these young people to do the pills and to slut yourself out and to get your body altered and all that? Do you think we have enough counteracting voices out there?
No, we need more. More of it. Has to wake up and do something, because the Sukiana, Simply red, sexy red, that's nuts, right?
Yeah. And I got a daughter.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
I think the thing too with that is, man, people got to stop being so sensitive, man.
Yeah.
True.
You know, sensitive world, sensitive culture.
Yeah, it is for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say, like, even though you may have your own opinion, you can't say it. Or if you do say it, then you run the risk of offending people. Yeah. Then they say, oh, well, you're, you know, this, that, or blah, 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 blah. And you're like, nah, just the way I feel. Why can't I feel that way?
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that's crazy, but, you know.
Council culture, all type of cultures they have in there. Council culture, you can't really do this, you can't do that, just like you were saying. Yeah. So, yeah, we definitely need more people to stand up, be bold enough to talk. You know?
Absolutely.
Either it's on music or just straight up do it like Omar. No. What's the other guy's name? Omar. It's Omar. RZA?
Man, he's a powerful brother.
Yeah.
Now that's a brother I could get behind. As far as Farrakhan, I mean, I have a lot of respect for him. I listen to him.
Right.
This young brother though, RZA, I don't want to say his name wrong. Man, he's very intelligent brother.
True. He got some stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, you know, so we'll get back into the music part of it real quick, you know what I mean? Before, I know you're out here for a show.
Yeah.
You know, God bless with him coming into the studio, man. And
God bless me with some stuff too, man.
Oh man, definitely. Good. You know what I mean? Want to shout out our sponsors, you know.
Robocomb.
You know, so yeah, you know, we check that shit. It's going to change the blunt rolling abilities.
Yes, it is. Yes, you know, it is.
Cause man, you know.
You can switch your fillers, buddy.
Yeah, switch your fillers.
You know.
This is dope. Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
exactly, man. It's changing the game already when you showed me.
Oh man, well shit, weed is completely different from what it used to be, man.
Yeah, it's electronic.
Yeah. Everything is different now. Like, man, I remember when you remember going have to go get the little dime bags and you got enough. Hey, you wanna roll a blunt? Hey, you got what you got in it, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You got something on it? No. Exactly. You ain't smoking.
That's right.
So before we head out, what are some of the companies that you're working with, some of the stuff that we want to get people aware of, some products or something like that, people can look you up. Plus, let us know your IG and what else people can find you on.
Real Killer Priest, IG. You can find me there all the time. Just Real Killer Priest, not the. You can check out my PodCraft. It's every Monday and Wednesday at 5:00 Pacific time.
That's PodCraft.
Yeah, PodCraft. Because I started during the COVID.
Okay.
And I did an album called Rocket to Nebula.
Okay, that's what's up.
So we call it the Craft Room. And
damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's dope.
When you get on there. Also you can catch me at killerbreeze.tv and go to shopping, man. I got merchandise all up there, my new stuff and things that I'm doing. And I have a Patreon.
Okay.
Patreon.
So when you say you got some merch, what do we got? I seen you with the fly gear on right now.
No doubt.
With the Crocs, you know what I mean? You got your own line of Crocs. We ain't letting that go, you know what I mean?
I said I'm gonna kill him.
Like, he said he rocking the Crocs or the crocodiles, man. Y'all better stop playing with my man.
Exactly. Yeah.
So like what kind of merch can cats, check it out, like you got like.
Yeah, I got t-shirts and CDs, vinyls, the nature.
That's what's up.
Award-winning vinyl. I'm just
hell yeah.
Yeah, stuff up there,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but that's definitely dope. You know what I mean? People, you know, so, and that was
new stuff and stuff unreleased also.
And then again, shout out to what website that's on?
That's on killerpriest.tv. Shout out to AD, man. ADA Dizzle. He runs the engineering at the Killer Priest PodCraft. He's been. Yeah, he does a lot of my recordings too.
That's what's up. And then you also have the animation.
Yeah, Dave Flores. Shout out to Dave Flores with the animation. My man Ben Kepera, he does the jury. Jury right here, he does.
Ooh, damn, that shit kept banging the table. I was like, man, shockwaves up in here, you know?
Yeah.
That shockwave.
My man, Lost Children of Babylon, Rasulullah, he got the Lost Children of Babylon coming. You know, I mean, they've been around for a very long time. They to stuff, and
that's what's up.
That's what's up.
All right, man. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's about it right there. Any other ones?
That's it.
Oh shit, man. Hey, I'm Tough Talk Radio. This is Rich Martini.
Hey, man, I'm your host, Mr. Preston, the one and only.
I'm gonna take this later.
Oh, there you go. Dude, you see?
Oh man, he talking about that
about the
good.
Double R.
Let's go. Let's fly.
Double R Cognac, another one of our sponsors, man, that shows us love and stuff like that.
I like what y'all got going on here, man. Looks beautiful, man.
Oh, I appreciate it,
that.
Man.
That so, means a lot, bro.
Red and black.
Yeah, but since you in L.A. for a little bit, you know, we definitely going to work some things out, and we'll bring you back down here, man.
Yeah, come on, man. Definitely got to come out there, man, and fuck with you in L.A. for real.
Come on.
This Tough Talk.
Yo, what's good, man? It's Killer Priest, I Ain't Sheik from the Middle East, and I'm rocking with Tough Talk Radio.
Because I do talk tough, and I do tough things.
That's how we do it.